Bueno.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, a little bit warmer than it was a week ago. Snow is a little deeper than a week ago. What are you going to do? It's winter time, but there is sunlight at the end of the tunnel. I want you to keep saying to yourself, spring is 49 days away. That's right, 49 days. Spring will officially be here. In 42 days, we'll be gaining an additional hour of daylight, because the hours are going to change. And opening day for New England is April 8th against those darn Yankees. So things are looking bright. You have to look at it that way. If we can help you to really think positive and start thinking about your garden, about your landscaping, your lawn, the number to call, 800-259-9231. You talk to Don, he'll get you set up, and we'll work together, the three of us, to help you to have beautiful flowers, great tasting vegetables, the lawn that's so thick and green that the weeds won't even think about coming on your lawn. Trees and shrubs that are green, healthy. Some of them have flowers. Some are just there to give you beautiful texture and color. And will help you to fight diseases and the insects so that it's less of a problem this year. It's all possible. It's all easy to do. You just have to think positive. I know right now you're not thinking positive. If you live in an area where the snow is thick and deep and cold, but that's all going to change. Just a matter of a few days. Keep thinking that, and you can have an awful lot of fun. Now, what we'd like you to do is sign up for our newsletter. It's free. Every single Thursday, you will receive an email newsletter. Come right to your computer. You can print individual articles and save them. You can print the whole thing. You can read it, then delete it, because we archive it for you. We will always have it in our website just for you. So a lot of things going on right now. You may say, well, Paul, it's the end of January. What are we to do? Lots to do in preparation for the arrival of springtime. That's right. Spring is just around the corner. Keep saying that to yourself. It will make you feel a lot better. Now, if there's anything that you'd like some information about, you can call us. And then on next Thursday, I'll try and give you a lot more information. Last week, we had two callers that wanted more information on how to grow clivia. So we did a story on clivia, how to take care of it. And I did a lot of research on it and found a lot of things that I always thought about clivia were wrong. Found exactly how to grow that particular plant and put it all in the newsletter. A second caller wanted some information on black knot. Black knot is a disease that hits the plum family. The plum trees that you eat the fruit from and the plum trees that give you beautiful flowers. I love the flowering plum. I have three in my yard in a long rectangular shaped garden underplanted with perennials. And I like them because the foliage in this particular variety, which is called the thundercloud plum. Early spring, you look at the tree, the trunk, the branches are almost black, very rough looking, but dark, dark, dark black, like charcoal almost. You get into April, the days warm up, the buds burst open, delicate pink flowers cover the entire top of the plant. It makes it look so beautiful, especially with the dark coloration of the bark. When the flowers fall, the new growth begins to develop. The new growth is red. It's a beautiful purpley red. And those red leaves stay colorful from April right up until late September, early October. So to me, this is a beautiful tree. I'm getting spring color and colorful foliage all summer, all fall season. And then during the winter, when you have snow on the ground, the black structure, the stems, the branches are all dark, dark in color. And it really looks nice with a background of white snow. And the snow we need, we really need the snow. When you're getting the type of temperatures that we do during the winter, snow cover is a blanket. It's insulation for our garden. Right now in Kennebunk, where I live, it's 16 degrees, which is warm for what it's been in the last couple of weeks. But at 16 degrees, if there's any wind blowing, it's very, very dry at this time of the year. So when the wind blows, the air is dry, the wind will rob the moisture from someplace. If there's snow cover, it pulls the moisture from the snow. If there was no snow cover, with these temperatures, dry air, the moisture has to come from someplace. It comes from your front lawn, making it browner than it should be. It will come from your broadleaf evergreens, azaleas, rhododendron, mountain laurel. If you have boxwood or ilex, anything that stays green during the winter. Needle evergreens will lose some moisture, but they're a lot stronger because the leaf is a lot smaller in size, less surface area to pull the moisture out. So this snow blanket that we have is helping to keep your broadleaf evergreens looking a lot better. And if you planted new ground covers, things like Pachysandra, English ivy, Ajuga, Euonymus, they're covered with snow. They're safe. They're secure from the wind because they're covered with snow. And they're going to do a lot better. So that's a good thing. So the snow, you may not like it, but in your garden, it really is a good thing. It's protection for your garden during the winter. Now, if you have any questions, call us. I know it's early, but you can get right through. You won't have to hang up online for a long time. Call right now, 800-259-9231. Don will help you to get set up. And then, with a cup of coffee in hand, a notebook with a pen or a pencil, we can help you to answer that particular question. At this time of the year, we're not doing too much outside. But there are things outside that we can be doing, and we'll be talking about that today. One of the things that will help to keep you sane, I know a lot of you are like me. Yes, we like to be outside when it's not too cold. We enjoy the snow. No matter if you ski or snowshoe or just like to jog down the street. But there are things that will help you if you have forsythia, any type of flowering tree. And it has to be a flowering tree that loses its foliage during the winter. You can force that plant into blooming at this time of the year. Late January and all of February is the perfect time to do a little pruning of your fruit trees, of some of your flowering trees, some of your flowering shrubs that have no foliage on them. You can prune those, bring them inside the house, put them in a vase of water, and in 2 weeks, you have your own flower show. So call us, 800-259-9231. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st. And see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all-natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass-pasture-raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, it's toll-free, 800-259-9231. And remember, there's no such a thing as a dumb garden question. How are you going to learn to garden if you don't ask how to do it? So call us, 800-259-9231. Dawn, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are you surviving the winter?
Barely, but yes. Yes. Rather chilly up here this morning, but that's all good.
Just keep saying 49 days to spring dawn.
If only it could be sooner, but alas, 49 days it is.
Who do we have up first this morning, Don?
Up first is Roland from Northern Rhode Island, who has a question about a vegetable garden.
Roland, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I love your show. I've been listening for years.
Thank you.
I always buy my vegetables, my plants for my garden. I've never tried to grow my own, you know, start them from seed in, you know, before the season starts. When is the ideal time to, like, start your tomato plants and stuff so that they're ready to be planted in the garden in the spring?
Tomatoes, you want to figure about 4 to 6 weeks ahead of time, because if you start them too early, they're going to stretch. They're going to get real, real tall because you've got them in a window and the light's only coming in one direction. And your house normally is fairly warm. What I've always found that if you are going to start them earlier, then try and keep them in a room as cool as possible, because that the temperature will keep the plant from growing as quickly and give you a thicker stem so that your plant is not kind of wobbly until you can get it out and get it established. So don't get anxious. Certain crops need to be started earlier. I'll tell you what I'll do, Roland. If you're receiving our newsletter, I'll make a note right now, and we'll do a graph on when you should start all of your vegetables. Because certain things like broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, Let's see, eggplant, celery, those you need to start earlier than you would tomatoes, because they're going to go outside when the temperatures are still on the cool side. And those particular plants will even tolerate a frost hitting them. So I'll make a note here, vegetable garden chart for indoors. I'll do that in this week's newsletter. Now, if you have not signed up for the newsletter, just go to my website, which is Paul Parent, like mom and dad, parent.com. At the top of the page, just click on newsletter, put in your email address, and then this coming Thursday, you'll receive it. But it's a little bit early for most things now, and I think if I can get a chart together for you, it will help you. But tomatoes grow fast. They need moderate amount of time, but like these cold weather crops, they need to be started early. And then there are vine crops that you would start even later. So things like your squashes, your pumpkins, cucumbers, you can start those inside to get a little bit of a jump on the season. Onions are something that you can start by seed. And onions, for example, if you can start your onions by seed, I guarantee you a bigger onion than if you buy those bulbs that you buy that look like marbles in that size. If you were to put seedlings of onions in one row in your garden, and then right next to it a row of those little bulbs, you're going to say to yourself, those bulbs, because they're a lot bigger, are going to grow faster and they're going to get bigger. You would be totally amazed the difference in the quality of the plant when you grow onions by seed. Much, much better. Okay? So, Roland, for you, next Thursday, your vegetable chart on how and when to start your vegetable seedlings. Now, if we can help you, 800-259-9231.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499 Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medications. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Liz from New Hampshire, who has a question about pruning lavender.
Liz, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Hi. Good. And yourself, Liz?
I am great, and I got so excited when you said 49 days till spring that I just had to call you.
Good.
I have a question about lavender.
Yes.
I have these really large lavender plants. They're almost like a shrub. They're so big. And I never really prune them or cut them back because I heard that you're not supposed to do that. But they kind of look a little bit leggy and brown near the stem. So I'm wondering if I can cut them back and when I should do that.
Okay. You can prune them back. That's the whole thing. You're growing this plant. Yes, it's got a great scent to the foliage, and when you rub it and you smell it. But what you can start to do, when we get into February, we're gaining a good minute every day now in the length of the day. And I would guess that by the end of February, the days will be long enough that you can take cuttings. So prune that plant towards the middle to the end of February to give it a shape, whether you want to keep it more mounded, more spreading with a flat top, or even conical. But don't be scared to prune the plant. The pieces that you remove, and you can cut individual branches. You don't have to take like hedge shears and prune the whole plant, but take your hand pruners, cut it back so that you can control the size. And what's going to happen, that lavender plant is actually going to get bushier. When you cut a tip of a branch off, you are removing the terminal bud on that branch. Terminal bud on the tip is the boss. And that bud says, I'm controlling the growth of this branch. So when you remove it, the side buds that remain up and down the stem will compete to become the new leader, the new terminal bud. So when you cut that plant, you could get 3, 4, 5 or more new branches that will form on that plant in the springtime. So your plant will get thicker, it will get fuller, and it's going to get larger. You know, it doesn't make sense at times, but pruning makes a plant bigger, thicker, and fuller. Now, the pieces that you cut from your lavender, if you have a piece that's 2 to 3 inches in length, remove the foliage on the bottom inch. Go to your local garden center or nursery, and you want to get some rooting powder. And you just strip off the foliage, dip the end of that cutting into the rooting powder. You just want to dust it, so shake off any excess that's there. And then put them in a pot of sterilized potting soil. Now, if you don't want to make a mess, at the garden center you can buy something called a Jiffy 7. And when you look at it, the garden center, it looks like a checker that you would play checkers on. And what it is a nylon netting filled with peat moss, and then they compress it so it looks like a checker or a disc, about 1/2 inch in height, maybe 1.5 inches in diameter. You put it in a container of water, and it will expand about 10 times its height. So now you have a bag full of soil. You put your cutting in there after you've dipped it in rooting hormone. Give it good light, but no direct sunlight right now until the roots begin to form in that Jiffy 7 pot. Or you can just take a plastic pot, fill it with fresh potting soil that's been sterilized, and you can root all of those cuttings. That way, you can give plants away to friends and family members. You can increase the amount of lavender that you have in your home and in your garden. And it's really, really easy. But don't be scared to prune. Say to yourself, I'm doing this for your own good, and the plant will be a lot better, a lot thicker, a lot fuller. Okay? Thank you, Liz. We appreciate the phone call. Don, who's next?
Up next, this is Paula from Hollis, New Hampshire, who has a question about a peach tree.
Paula, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have two peach trees that I planted about 10 years ago. And the last few years, they've got these translucent jelly-like substances on the branches and on the peaches, and also some small brown spots.
Okay. Are you spraying the fruit trees at all, Paula?
Not at all. I have done nothing.
Okay. What you need to do is, that jelly is an insect, especially on the fruit. And when you cut into it, you're going to find that it doesn't look good on the inside. It doesn't look good when you're holding it in your hand because of that jelly that's oozing out of the peach. So what you need to do is begin a spraying program. And I will use that as number two for my newsletter. During late February, early March, you need to go out in the yard with something called All Season Oil. And All Season Oil is a highly refined oil product that you would spray and spray it on the entire tree. And what the oil is going to do is going to suffocate any insect eggs that were put on that tree by bugs during the late summer and in the fall of last year. And they're waiting there for the season to get good, nice and warm. The eggs are going to hatch, and you'll have the same problem again this year. So All Season Oil, and that will smother the insects. Now, there's another thing that you can mix at the same time that will take care of the diseases on your plant, and this will help you a great deal. If you can kill all of the diseases before they have a chance to get started, that means a lot less problems with those black spots, not just on the leaves of the plant, but the fruit, as you said. There's a product called liquid copper or copper sulfate, and it's a nice natural way of controlling diseases before they get started. And you can combine both of these products in your sprayer, put it on your plant, and the copper will kill disease spores. The all-season oil will kill the insects. So that should be done. I try and do it in the fall, then again in the spring, in late February, March, when you get a day which the temperature's 30 to 40 degrees. So it's not something for now, but 30 to 40 degrees is when you would apply it. Now, not just fruit trees. Put it on your fruit trees. If you have flowering crabs, and the old-fashioned flowering crabs, you know, when they first come out, beautiful color, lots of leaves, and then slowly the leaves fall from the plant. They get black spots on them. If you can treat them with this early in the year, it will make a big difference. Once the flowers fall from your tree, then I'll give you a spraying program. It's not a lot of work, and you will have the best peaches that you've ever had. And today, it used to be that you only had chemicals that you could spray on your fruit trees, and it would control diseases and insects. Today, we have a lot of fresh, new, organic products that you can put on your fruit trees to keep them healthy. And the same products that I'm going to suggest for you, you can use not only on your fruit trees, but you can put it on your flowering trees. If you have rose bushes, whether they're climbing variety or bush types, if you can spray them using the same products, you will cut back on black spot on your rose plants. It will keep the insects off. So I'll put something together for you, and it will be in the newsletter on Thursday. Thank you, Paula. We appreciate the phone call. Don, who's up next?
This is Karen from Massachusetts, who has a question about compost.
Karen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Well,
hi.
Lots of good questions this morning. I have a lavender bush. I've got a nectarine tree, and I'm going to be busy in the end of February. yeah, really good questions. Actually, I'm hoping maybe you can help me or have one of your dad's old tricks up his sleeve there. I have a stainless steel bucket I bought from one of the gardening magazines that I keep on my countertop. It's actually, it's pretty. It doesn't, you know, look like it's a compost bucket. And I put all my organic matter when I'm cooking, you know, all the everything, banana peels, right, onion peels. Well, I don't know what to do with it this time of year because everything is frozen, and my garden, I really can't even get out to it. There's so much snow, and I also don't want to just pile garbage on top of the snow. What do you suggest? Should I just maybe put everything into maybe like a garbage bag, maybe in a, my mudroom where everything's frozen, and keep it frozen till the spring? Or do you have, like I said, do you have some kind of a trick where I could start breaking it down in a garbage bag now?
Well, you can use a garbage bag, but the things you, what I would suggest is try, you can keep it in the house, but you want to double up on the trash bag. That way, if by chance you put something in there, let's say you put a banana peel, the very end of the banana peel is coarse, and if you pick it up the wrong way or you put it down the wrong way, because you're going to be opening and closing it fairly often, then that the end of the banana could poke through the plastic bag. So use a double thickness bag. So you may need to use two. So heavy-duty trash bags. Now, you can try it in the mudroom. You can try it in your basement. I know people that raise earthworms in their basement during the winter months, and they've had pretty good luck doing that. Earthworms don't have a smell. If the bag gets warm, then you could get a smell to it. So what you may want to do is to get some small trash bags, like for a bathroom, you know, the little white, maybe like a 5-gallon trash bag. Fill those, and when those bags are full, put them outside. Then in the spring, when you can get to your composter, then you can empty that into it. But I think if you keep it in the house for a long time, as it begins to ferment with the heat, you could get a smell.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My wild Irish rose.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stop costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, don't be shy. The number to call is 800-259-9231. Call now. This time of the year, it's quiet. We can get you right on, and we can answer all of your gardening questions. So call. Talk with Don. Don, who's up next?
Up next, we have Maria from Maine, who has a question about a peace lily.
Maria, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Parent. I have a peace lily that was doing very well, and more recently, over the past several months, it started to get the leaves are brown all around the edges, and then they finally just dry up. And it's a rather large plant in a 14-inch pot, and I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Okay. Where is your peace lily being kept right now?
It's in the foyer of our house. It's rather cool and has one window for light, but it's not direct light. It's facing east.
Great. Okay. Now, a peace lily, and I was always under the assumption, like you probably are, that this is a plant for low light. It's a plant that will grow in a corner. It doesn't have to have any direct sun, and it will survive in an area like that during the summertime. During the winter, if you have a peace lily or a spathiphyllum, that has done real well during late spring, summer, early fall, and then during the winter doesn't do as good. It's because it needs more light. And what you will have to do until May, and you should do this from the time you bring it in September until May, is take that plant and put it near a window where it's going to get some direct sunlight. Many years ago, I was in Florida visiting my sister, and where she lives, there's a lot of tropical plant growers in Florida. We went to visit one particular greenhouse, and they raise over 40 different varieties of Spathiphyllum. And they were being grown underneath shade cloth. So they had a structure, and they suspended on wire a cheesecloth-type material so that during the summer they wouldn't get burnt with the rays of the direct sun. And I said to him, you know, people buy beautiful Spathiphyllums from the greenhouse. They're all in bloom. They're all in bud. They do great. And then all of a sudden, there's nothing. And he said, that's because the florist industry has trained people to think that the Spathiphyllum is a plant that wants low light. And it will tolerate low light during the summertime. But during the winter, early spring, late fall, if you want it to really thrive, and if you want it to flower, it's got to have some direct sunlight. So it doesn't need to have a south-facing window. It can be some morning sun, but good light the rest of the day, or an east window, or a west window that's going to give you light during the day, and then late in the day, some direct sun coming in. A north window with just light is okay, but it's just going to hang on. The other thing is, they need to have temperatures that are going to stay above 60. If it's in a room that the door is going to open and close, it's going to be cooler. And the type of weather we've had in the last 2 weeks, it's been cold. So if that door is opening 10, 12 times during the day, your outside temperature is 10 or 20 degrees, then that room is going to get chilled. And that's part of the problem. The other thing is the amount of water. During the winter, your plants are not growing as fast. And if your room is cooler, it's not growing as fast due to the temperature as well as the amount of sunlight. So what you need to get accustomed to is to set a day for watering. Saturday or Sunday, if you're listening to the show, say, okay, I'm going to walk around the house, put my finger into the pots of every plant, and some of them, you actually pick them up, feel the weight. You're better to keep them a little bit on the dry side and not too wet. So don't say Saturday or Sunday, you're going to get a drink of water, whether you need it or not. Water as needed.